It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. The skimmers are waiting for you this weekend. Do you know what skimming is? If you use an ATM card, you need to know skimming is on the rise. One survey found there was a 10% increase in the United States in those payment cards being compromised at the ATMs last year. That followed a 70% rise 2 years ago. While the trained eye may be able to detect some skimmers, they can be attached to a cash machine or a card reader, and they may move if you wiggle them. Others are all but invisible, maybe a wafer-thin reader that fits inside the actual card slot. Skimmers can be placed anywhere you'd swipe or insert a credit card, like video rental machines, ATMs, grocery store checkouts. If you need ATM cash, try to get it during the week. The experts say the likelihood of getting skimmed goes up astronomically when the weekend starts, because the thieves know the ATMs are inspected regularly during the week, but not on the weekend. From This Week in Agribusiness, about that trade dispute with China and how much it could affect our soybean growers, analyst Mark Feit with International Agribusiness Group says we've already shipped to China more than two-thirds of the old crop beans that we expected to sell China. Brazil may get the rest of the business for sure of the 11 million tons we would have sold China, but Mark says it means we'll sell 11 million tons of beans somewhere else other than China. And in the new crop of soybeans to be seeded this spring, Mark Feit believes the world demand for beans will still be the same. If tariffs are still in place, Brazil will sell more of that new crop than they would have otherwise, and the basis for soybeans here will be negatively affected for the U.S. growers, with the basis affected, not the futures, the basis affected about 30 cents a bushel. Elwood, Indiana will bury two firefighters next week. Kyle Hibst and David Whitcamper will have joint funeral services in the gymnasium at the school. They died from injuries in a plane collision this week. Timothy Royce, a firefighter in southern Minnesota, will be remembered this weekend. A funeral service will be held for the Mapleton, Minnesota firefighter who died of a heart attack. Did you know this? The leading cause of death to firefighters in the line of duty is cardiac arrest. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.